And I said to my body softly, I want to be your friend. It took a long pause, a breath, and replied, I have been waiting my whole life for this. Nayira Wahid. Hello and welcome to Yoga with Melissa, episode number 352. This is real yoga for real people. Yoga so you can feel better, move better, and connect with your true nature. Today we are in Beacon Hill Park, and today's class is all about body image. I have a testimonial for you today from Lucille from our membership community. She says, I choose body image. I ask you at the end of the class to let me know what classes you want next. And we had a pretty close tie between strength and body image last time. So we're going to do body image. And there were some great reasons for body image. She says, I choose body image because as I age, I notice people treat me differently in the marketplace, in social arenas, in relationships. My hair is gray because I don't color it, and it's funny how people assume things about a person with gray hair. On the subway, people offer me their seat when I am perfectly balanced and never feel jostled when standing. I graciously say, no thanks, I'm fine. Then they look at me kind of strange, but I can tell they're reassessing. This is what doing tree pose for over 30 years does to a person. It makes you feel strong on your own two feet. Those old classes on age acceptance and weight acceptance were key to my not becoming too concerned about what other people assume about me now that I'm in my sixth decade of life. I teach yoga to people in their 80s and 90s, as I've mentioned before. Their bodies are telling their age, but not their worth. And Madeline from YouTube says, I want a body image class because I sometimes have trouble accepting my body for what it is. I feel confident when I'm relaxed and eating healthy foods. But especially with yoga on social media these days, it's hard to know I am good and my body is good just the way it is. I just want to make it feel good and relaxed too. I like how Melissa tells us to release tension into the ground after constructive rest pose, as I have a hard time releasing tension in my face, neck, and shoulders. So that's what we're going to do today. Thank you to Squeeze Yoga Clothing for my clothes. Today I'm wearing my favorite design, which is the flying heart design, and long black leggings. And thank you to Dusky Leaf for our props. Today is not a prop heavy class. In fact, it could be classified as a no prop class because you only need your yoga mat and a folded blanket. Let's come together with our peace mantra, the Om Sava Sahanavatu mantra, the peace mantra. So bring your hands together at your heart center. Om Sahanavavatu Sahano Bhunaktu Sahaviryam Karvavahei Tejasvina Vaditamastu Mavidvishavahe Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. That mantra means protect us together, student and teacher. May our studies nourish us together. May we work together for the union of the good of all. May our learning be luminous and purposeful. May we live in harmony. Peace, peace, peace be unto all. Okay, so we're going to begin our practice with a reclined shavasana. So you're going to go ahead and lie back on your mats. So the way this works is you're going to lie down, since we're not using props today, you're going to lie down with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor, and I'll get you to place your hands on your belly today. And you can stay here and I will sit up and lead you through a guided relaxation to transition you from the busyness of your day-to-day life to the inward focus of our yoga practice. Feel the support of the ground underneath you. Feel your feet on the ground. Feel your buttocks on the ground. Feel your rib cage on the ground. Feel your shoulders on the ground. Feel your elbows on the ground. Feel the back of your head on the ground. Each time you breathe out, feel your body sink more deeply into the ground. Feel your feet relax into the ground. Feel your buttocks relax into the ground. Feel your upper back relax into the ground. Feel your shoulders relax into the ground. And feel your head relax into the ground. Notice how these points of your body are resting into the ground. And each time you breathe out, allow these points to sink, drop back, and rest more deeply. So notice what it's like to be with your body right now as you're resting here on the ground. Today's yoga class is about body image. Many yoga videos contribute to negative body images, with contortionist physical extremes being performed online by a small percentage of a population who are young, thin, and female. And today we are going to practice yoga the way we always do, in a way that encourages a subtler and more mature form of awareness from the inside of our bodies rather than from the outside of our bodies. So as you're resting here on the ground, begin to form an intention of what you would like to receive from your yoga practice today. What is it that you are trying to create, sustain, or let go of in your life? And how could your yoga practice best help you do that today? Once you've formed your intention, you can stay lying on your back, and you're going to begin by keeping your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor and drawing your right knee into your chest. So hold on behind your knees. And allow your awareness to drop inward so you can experience what's happening in your physical body. So we're going to move with breath. Inhale. Allow your belly to press into your leg and it'll push your leg away slightly. And then breathe out and allow your leg to drop in towards your torso more. And as you do this, notice what this feels like in your physical body. Notice the way your right leg connects with your belly on your torso. Feel the way your body connects with the ground behind you. Feel the way your left foot touches the ground and the whole back of your torso and the back of your head, the back of your shoulders. Become aware of any tension, any tightness in your physical body, and just breathe into that. Then lower your right leg down to the ground. Feel both feet on the ground. Notice how your leg bones feel, moving up into the air and then down into your hip sockets. Feel your breath in your belly. And then draw your left leg in. We'll do the same thing on this side. You'll inhale, let your left knee move away slightly, and breathe out and draw your left knee in towards your chest. And pay attention to what this feels like on the inside of your body. Keep going with that. So in my experience, and from what I have heard of yours, is that when watching yoga videos on YouTube, they tend to be focused externally on the mastery of the physical body in yoga postures. And many of you have spoken about your frustration with other classes and the ease you feel when you come here to Yoga with Melissa classes to bring acceptance to the realness of your physical bodies, the realness of your experience. And then release your left leg down and pause and take a moment here to feel the effects of this practice on your body. And while you do this, I'm just going to put my jacket on. Okay, from here, you're going to roll over onto your left side. Stack up your hips and your knees, your shoulders. You may want to put that blanket underneath your head here. And what we're going to do here is roll into a twist. So you're going to, just before we do that, pause. Feel into your body. Notice what sensations are present. And then you're going to inhale, take your right arm all the way overhead. Roll onto your back circle your arm all the way around and roll back. Okay. Inhale. Now see if you can stay present inside your body to what's happening. Be with where the sensation is strongest in your physical body. So that may be in your shoulders, it may be in your hips, it may be with your breath. And it could change each time you come into the twist. So keep going with that. Our yoga practice shapes how we feel and think about our bodies. It also shapes how we imagine other people see us. The people around us and our culture strongly influence our body image. We are surrounded by images in the media that tell us we are not young enough, thin enough, or beautiful enough. And then you're going to roll over onto your other side. Pause when you get to your right side. Notice what it feels like to have your hips stacked, your shoulders stacked, and to rest on the side of your head on the ground. Then inhale, take your left arm overhead, roll onto your back. And arc your left arm all the way back and around. Move slowly. Notice what this feels like from the inside out. Keep going with this movement. Many yoga videos contribute to negative body images, with contortionist physical extremes being performed online. However, in real life, only a small percentage of the population are hyperly mobile, and bodies in real life are much more diverse than those in most yoga videos. Human beings come in all ages, all shapes, and all gender and sexual identities. Really feel into the shape, the movement of your body here. And then pause when you finish. And we're going to come up onto all fours. Okay, so a couple of options how you could use this folded blanket, because we have it as a prop today. You could place it underneath your knees if you have issues with your knees, or you could use the folded blanket if you have issues with your wrists here, like this, and place the heels of your wrists on the blanket and your fingertips off, and that will just give a little lift through your wrists. I want your knees underneath your hips and your hands underneath your shoulders. And just pause here and feel the sensations of your bones moving up through your joints, connecting to the ground and moving up through your joints. And then you're going to breathe out and round up through your back. And breathe in and arch through your back. Breathe out and round through your back. And breathe in and arch through your back. In an online video culture that focuses predominantly on how the body looks in a yoga pose, here in my classes, we're focusing on something quite different. So rather than looking at our bodies from the outside, we are bringing awareness to our experience from the inside. So in our yoga practice, we ask the question, what's happening inside my body? Our awareness turns inward. So as you're moving your spine here, ask yourself, what's happening inside my body? And then you can take your blanket and just put it off to the side. I'm going to actually show you how to use it in the next pose as well. You're going to take your hands and leave them pretty much where they are. Bring your right knee forward, your left knee back. You could take figure four pose on your back instead here if this one bothers your knees. Take your left leg back and long. And then fold forward over your bent right leg. If there's space between your buttocks and the ground, you can take your blanket here and fold it as much as you need to fill the space there. Okay, maybe I'll show this on the other side as well so you'll be able to see it better. So you're gonna fold forward in pigeon pose here. You could even put the blanket here to rest on. So this way of experiencing our yoga practice from the inside out is a subtle and more mature form of awareness. When we turn our awareness inwards to mindfulness from the inside of our body, we let go of knowing what we will find when we turn our attention to our physical, our mental, our emotional, and our energetic experience. We come to our sensations, our experience without expectation. Because each time we turn inward, it will be different. Then you're going to slowly make your way out of this side, come back up onto all fours, and you're going to slide your left leg forward and your right leg back. Remember, you can lie on your back and take figure four pose instead. Reach your right leg back. So here you could put the blanket underneath your left hip. So if when you fold forward, your left hip is raised off the ground, and in fact, I think this side tends to do that for me. You can put the blanket underneath. So fill the space. If there's space between you and the ground, you need to fill it. And if there's more space than the blanket, just keep folding the blanket, or you could put a bolster underneath it or a block underneath it. And it will be different each time. It's not going to be the same every day. So you're going to fold forward here. And let go of knowing what's going to happen when you come into pigeon pose. So for example, for me, most times I'll feel it very strongly in my glutes, but some days I'll feel a lot happening on the inside of my thighs. So it's really important when we practice in this way that we let go of expectation. So can you allow your experience to turn inward, knowing that it may be different from moment to moment, not just each time that you come to the pose, but actually moment to moment in the pose, and to open to that experience from moment to moment in your pose. And then we're going to come back up onto all fours. Take your hands under your shoulders, your knees under your hips, turn your toes under. Pause and take a moment there to notice what it feels like to lengthen the necks of your toes. Breathe in. Breathe out, lift your hips. Come into Adho Mukha Svanasana. Notice what it feels like to have your body in this orientation to gravity. So when you turn inward and bring awareness to your experience, your embodied experience, knowing that your moment-to-moment experience changes. And it may be tempting to stay with one sensation. However, be open to sensations changing. This is part of mindful embodiment. You look forward to your hands and walk your feet in. And then slowly make your way up to standing. Okay, so from here, you're going to lift and spread your toes. Stand on your left foot, turn your right toes out. You can either keep your toes on the ground or place your foot above or below your knee. And bring your hands to your heart center. You can keep your hands at your heart center or take your arms overhead. So building this kind of relationship with your body, where you drop inward and listen to your body from an inside-out perspective, it really helps to drop the mental chatter. And go ahead and let this pose out of your body on this side, and we'll do it on the other side. So stand on your right foot, turn your left toes out, and you can take them above or below your knees. You can hold on to a chair or a wall for balance. Take your hands in front of your heart center. And you can leave your hands there or take them overhead. So you're building a relationship with yourself to listen to the voice of your body. And when you do that, you're turning down the noise from outside. And that can be the noise of the media, the noise of social media. And those voices have, those external voices have a very different message from the truth of what your body is telling you. And then you can go ahead and let this pose out of your body. You're going to stand at the top of your mat. And you're going to take a step back with your, let's do your left foot first. And let's do your hips at the long edge of your mat. Sink down through your front right sit bone. Bring your arms up. And you'll drop your left arm back. So we're doing peaceful warrior. Because when we start to build this kind of a relationship with our body from the inside out, we're doing so with an attitude of loving kindness and compassion. So when we become aware of the sensations, the discomfort, the pain, the tension, everything that awaits us when we turn inwards, we do this with an attitude of kindness and tenderness, tremendous tenderness. Okay, and then turn your toes to the long edge of your mat. Pause here, feel your feet on the ground. Feel your leg bones moving up into your hip bones. Feel your pelvis. Allow your pelvis to roll over your leg bones. Feel your sit bones spreading wide behind you. Feel your muscles along your legs lengthening as you roll your pelvis over your leg bones. And then let the crown of your head drop towards the ground. And notice what it feels like through your spine as your spine inverts and moves in a different orientation to gravity. And slowly make your way up to standing again. Turn your left toe out. Keep your hips along the long edge of your mat again. Bring your arms straight up. Bring your right arm back and lean back to humble warrior, remembering this attitude of kindness and non-judgment as you tune into whatever comes up inside your body. Any tension, any pain, any tightness. We meet it all with an attitude of tremendous tenderness and kindness, compassion, forgiveness. and then turn your toes forward. Again, feel your feet on the ground. Feel your leg bones connecting up into your hip sockets. Feel the muscles around your leg bones. Become aware of your pelvis. And then roll your pelvis over your leg bones. And then notice how the muscles on the backs of your legs respond as your pelvis rolls over the tops of your leg bones. And then feel how your spine responds as your head drops towards the ground. Then from here, you're going to come down and come onto your belly. Okay, you're going to lie on your belly and just take a moment here to take a breath or two and notice what it feels like to settle the front of your body against the ground. And then tuck your right toes under, lift your right knee and lengthen out your right leg. Tuck your left toes under, lift your left knee and lengthen out through your left leg. And take your arms long in front of you and then walk your elbows back underneath you so that you come into Sphinx pose. So here, feel where your body connects to the earth underneath you. Become aware of your body breathing and how that breath happens in connection to the earth underneath you. Feel the support of the earth underneath you, under your hands, your forearms, your elbows. That support of the earth underneath you is a beautiful way to connect internally. Feel the earth underneath your pelvis, your legs, the top of your feet. And then slowly walk your elbows forward again. Pause on your belly. Tune inward to your spine and notice what your spine feels like here. I'll tell you, I know you're having your own internal experience, but all my internal experience is telling me right now is that your bladder is very full and you need to empty it. I envy your experience of being able to press that pause button and go to the washroom if you need to right now. Okay, you're going to come up to seated and I'm going to sit. You're going to use your folded blanket here. We're going to sit with your legs wide. You want to sit on the edge of your blanket so that you can tip your pelvis forward. So it's easier to come into a forward folding position. And we're going to actually not just twist here, but actually we will come to the center position to begin with. So mindfulness in your body means paying attention to your moment-to-moment fluctuations in your bodily sensations. Purposefully, non-judgmentally, and without needing to change or fix anything. Okay, so come upright, turn towards your left leg and fold over your left leg. So when we're talking about this inward experience being a more mature form of experience, it's not that we're going to be able to turn off the mental chatter altogether. Our brains think, that's what they do. They will continue to think. And their default is to think about the past, to make plans for the future, and to wish that things are different. So come on up, and then we're going to turn over our right legs and fold forward over our right legs. So the thing about that style, that way of thinking, the way that our brain is hardwired, and it's going to do that, it's going to think about the past and the future, is that it means that It creates a tendency towards self-talk. So Bo Forbes, who is a psychologist and a yoga teacher, she explains that it creates a negative self-talk. This, I am not worthy, I'll never get what I need. And it also creates negative body image self-talk. And I guess you could go back to the critic series, the inner critic series, and just know that it's the way that our brain is wired, and it's not personal. So come back to the center. When we tune into our physical bodies, they don't tend to have these negative self-talk images. The messages are quite different. Okay, then you're going to come up again. And from here, you're going to lie down on your back for Shavasana. So you can stay resting here for Shavasana, and I am going to sit up and read you a poem. This poem is called Self-Observation Without Judgment, and it's by Donna Faltz. Release the harsh and pointed inner voice. It's just a throwback to the past and holds no truth about this moment. Let go of self-judgment, the old learned ways of beating yourself up for each imagined inadequacy. Allow the dialogue within the mind to grow friendlier and quiet. Shift out of inner criticism and life suddenly looks very different. I can say this only because I make the choice 100 times a day to release the voice that refuses to acknowledge the real me. What's needed here isn't more prodding about perfection, but intimacy, seeing clearly and embracing what I see. Love, not judgment, sows the seeds of tranquility and change. So slowly allow your breath to deepen. Wiggle your fingers and toes. And we're going to make your way up to seated for our seated mudra. So bend your knees. Roll to your side. Pause there for a moment. Now slowly make your way up to seated, and we're going to sit with a very simple mudra where we place our hands on our body. And today we're going to sit in a way that's comfortable for you. So that's why we've got the folded blanket. You want to sit so that your hips are higher than your knees. We're going to sit with our hands on our heart center and bringing your hands to your body. Will just allow you to connect a little bit more internally with your body. So just close your eyes, and we're going to sit like this for a few minutes to connect internally with our physical body. Thank you. Now turn your left palm up and your right palm down. And we'll gather the fruits of our practice first in towards ourselves and then offer them out into the world. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. May all beings be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to the happiness and freedom for all. I just want to take a moment to express my gratitude for the presence of the ravens here at the end of the show. It probably didn't come through in the mics, but they're like my animal totem, and they're here like for the whole last 10 minutes of this show, and that was very special to me. If you like today's show, please give it a thumbs up. If you know somebody who would benefit from this or you think would enjoy it, then please feel free to share it with them as well. We love it when you share. And we put out a new show every Friday. So if you subscribe on iTunes or YouTube, then it will show up in your feed. And I want to thank Donna, Sean, Mindy, and Helen for your donations. We appreciate very much your support. If you're receiving value from Yoga with Melissa, then we would appreciate your donations. We thank you very much for your donations. You can also contribute of your time and influence in the direction of the next Yoga with Melissa by answering the following questions in the comments. So what class would you like to see next week on Yoga with Melissa's Back to School Yoga Series? And I'm going to give you this. I asked you last week and I didn't get too much response. You're like, you choose. I could have either, which I guess is a fair response. And I will choose if you don't make a choice. But let's see, last week's class was kind of charged and you all responded about something else rather than this question. So I'm thinking maybe you'll make a vote this week. So what class would you like next? Balance or intention setting? So put balance or intention setting in the comments and let me know why. And I will make a choice next week based on either somebody's best reason why or most votes one way or the other. And we'll move forward from there. If you'd like my back to school list of my 10 essential yoga classes to get you through the back to school season, then go to Yoga with Melissa 352, scroll down to the bottom and put in your email address and we'd be happy to send that to you. Today we focused on body image, and in our membership community we have weekly live guided meditations that bring you into your body in an incredibly deep way. So here's what Maria had to say about her experience in this week's live class. She said, I relaxed so much. I felt my whole body relaxing. As we were bringing awareness to our feet, I felt my upper back, where I carry a lot of tension, let go slowly, slowly, slowly. It was just amazing. I felt so much better than when we began the class. Thank you, Melissa, for a wonderful class. I haven't participated before, and I felt it was so much fun. I don't think I've slept this well in ages. Then she told me more the next day. Maria is one of the most quotable people ever. I have to thank Maria for being so quotable. She says, I look forward to future classes and furthering my meditation practice. So for those of you who are members, I put a link to the live class so you can go click on the link when the live class is. I was going to say sign up, but we got rid of the sign up. And also get the recording from the last live class, because I timestamped where the actual guided meditation is. So if you want to just do the guided meditation, you can do that. And if you'd like to become a member and join in on our weekly free live classes, as well as get access to tons of value-added content and our community, then you can click here to become a member. Sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May your joy be as deep as our Pacific Ocean. May you be as rooted as the trees in our forest. And may you be as strong as our mountains. Om Shanti. Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.